In 2016, 718 New Yorkers contracted Legionnaire's disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that number is higher than any other recorded number in the U.S., followed by Ohio, California, Pennsylvania, and Florida. Advocates called attention to the issue at a press conference inside the Legislative Office Building at the New York State Capitol on Tuesday. A new report authored by the Alliance to Prevent Legionnaire's Disease examined an outbreak in the South Bronx in the summer of 2015. The outbreak prompted state and city officials to enact emergency regulations, but the group says the regulations are ineffective and that the disease has remained an issue in New York City and across the state. The lung disease can be spread through drinking water systems. However, Darren Klein, spokesperson for the Alliance, said the good news is infections can be reduced through certain actions.
Programs can be put in place to more effectively disinfect our public water systems, upgrade our water system infrastructure to reduce increasing biofilm risks, publicly announce system failures and events that trigger bacterial releases within 24 hours. Investigate all cases of Legionnaire's disease using CDC tools for single cases. Positively identify the source of Legionella after the investigation.
Klein was joined by the Allergy and Asthma Network and renowned environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich.
I'm not here today to point the finger at any one entity or person. That is not going to help any of us. I'm here in support today of their mission, Legionnaire's disease in New York, and how many times we've worked with this.
Brockovich also made a stop in the region last year when she met with Hoosick Falls residents living with chemically contaminated drinking water. Brockovich said environmental regulations without enforcement are pointless. She introduced Bob Bocock of Integrated Resource Management, Inc., a California-based water quality consulting firm.
You didn't have this outbreak because it started yesterday. This has been building and going on for a while. So these are the numbers of reported outbreaks from the state of New York starting in 2011.
Yeah, in 2011, you had 616, 12, 502, 13, 756, 14, 625, 2015, 846, and 16, 718. There you go.
That says to me there's been lack of enforcement.
It's not just New York that does not require all municipalities to test for the bacteria. Bocock said there's no federal law on the books either.
Until somebody dies of it, somebody does an autopsy, somebody identifies the Legionella, then they'll go looking and they'll blame it on something unrelated. Somebody was using a dirty humidifier. Somebody, you know, didn't maintain their shower properly. It's coming from the public drinking water system. We do not regulate from the source to the tap in this country, and it's got to start, and it's got to start now.
There's a link to the report from the Alliance to Prevent Legionnaire's Disease at WAMC.org. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.